At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When I was in Medina, brothers and sisters, there was a period where I began to feel a little bit sad and down, and my morale went down. And at the time, I couldn't understand, right? Normally, when I was studying over there in Al-Medina, every day between Asr all the way till after Isha, I would go spend that time in the Haram. Being in the Haram, my brothers and my sisters, comes with a type of joy and sweetness that you can't put into words. And I'm sure every single one of you guys, when you go for Umrah, especially when you land in Al-Medina, you feel this type of tranquility that you can't find anywhere else. Even in Mecca, people always say this, right? I felt a lot more at peace when I went to Al-Medina than in Mecca. Not that I'm trying to say that being in Mecca is not peaceful, but we're talking about which one is more peaceful, right? So what basically happened was, subhanAllah, in exam period, I would normally spend my days and my nights inside of my room, right? Which is maybe around the same size of a prison cell. Again, I'm not trying to put you guys off. That's just what it is. It's pretty small. Exam period, I wouldn't go to the Haram, because I was the type of guy that would leave his university studies all the way up till the exam period, because I was busy memorizing and studying other things throughout the year. You have to kind of like juggle between university studies and also what? Haram studies. So I tell myself, at the exam period, khalas, no more Haram, I'm going to stay there inside of my room to revise for the exams. And wallahi, brothers, I began to feel this type of, right, this type of sadness. Why do I feel like that? Right? It's many years ago. So I said, you know what? Today, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing. Even if it is exam period, I'm going to go to the Haram. I went to the Haram. I sat in front of my Quran teacher and I told him, Sheikh, I feel a little bit down. My morale has gone down. There's a type of sadness that I'm experiencing, right? What do you think it is? He says something to me that I'm hoping, inshallah ta'ala, every single one of us can take away. When you feel that maybe tightness in the chest, right? He said to me, when's the last time that you read Quran? I said to him, Ya Sheikh, a couple of days ago, because I've been revising for exams and this and that, and you know, you get caught up in exam period. He said, now you have your answer. So I sat between Maghrib and Isha and I just began to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. I put my phone to the side. I didn't have any internet anyway when I go outside of the university. I put it to the side and I just started reciting the Quran from the Mus'haf. I just started reciting between Maghrib and Isha. And wallahi, brother and sister, I kid you not, almost instantly I began to feel a change. Right, in the way that I feel, I began to feel upbeat. Right, this is what the Quran does to you, my brothers and my sisters. That's why we start our gatherings of the Quran, hoping that at least, you know, it can soften up our hearts before we hear the reminder. Your heart is a vessel, it needs to be softened up. Right, and the more softer and the more tender your heart is, the easier the knowledge will find its way into that heart. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, says, فَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ إِذَا كَانَ رَقِيقًا لَيِّنَا كَانَ قَبُولُهُ لِلْعِلْمِ سَهْلًا يَسِيرًا. The more softer your heart is, right? The more tender it is, brothers and sisters, the more you will find it easy to go into this type of heart of yours. Right? وَرَسَخَ الْعِلْمُ فِيهِ. You will find that the ilm will solidify itself in this type of heart. The ilm that we are in need of, brothers and sisters, in order to navigate and maneuver around the challenges of life. We'll speak about all of that, inshallah ta'ala, in a lot of detail. I know I'm going on a little bit of a tangent here, but I remembered as I was reading this incident, perhaps we can take inspiration from it. Right? وَأَثَّرْ, Ibn Taymiyyah mentions, and then he goes on to say, وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ إِذَا كَانَ قَاسِيًا غَلِيظًا كَانَ قَبُولُهُ لِلْعِلْمِ صَعْبًا عَسِيرًا. If your heart is hard and rigid, the ilm will find it, the knowledge will find it extremely difficult to find its way into that type of heart. Right? Allah tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Right? The way of the believers is that when they are reminded of Allah Azza wa Jal, it trembles their hearts. And when the Quran is recited upon them, it increases them in iman, brothers and sisters. We can take from that that the Quran is one of those things that really, really ups your morale. And it removes a level of sadness, brothers and sisters. Right? That's inshallah ta'ala benefit from the beginning. My brothers and my sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sadness. From the du'as that he would make was, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn aw al-hazan. Oh Allah azza wa jal, I seek refuge in you from having anxiety, from feeling sad, right? And other things that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek refuge in, right? Why is that, my brothers and my sisters? Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he tells us the reason. He says, because al-huzn, sadness, brothers and sisters, yud'ifu al-qalb, it weakens the heart. وَيُوهِمُ الْعَزْمَ وَيَضُرَّ الْإِرَادَ. And what it also does, it affects your determination and it harms that which you set out to accomplish, right? وَلَا شَيْءَ أَحَبُّ إِلَىٰ الشَّيْطَانِ. He says there's nothing more beloved to the shaytan مِنْ حُزْنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ than saddening or the believer being sad. There's nothing more beloved to the shaytan than you as a believer being sad. Right? So the one that realizes, my brothers and my sisters, right, and it internalizes this, begins to realize, my brothers and my sisters, that when we do feel sad, when we don't feel that, you know, excitement in doing acts of worship or to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, then it's the shaytan that is carrying out his works. His works are in full swing here, right? Came across these stats from the BBC just to show you, subhanallah, the state that we're currently living in, my brothers and my sisters. In this article that you can find on the BBC, brothers and sisters, it stated the following. This actually really, really left me shocked, guys. Stated that nearly 500,000 more adults in England are now taking antidepressants compared with the previous year, according to NHS figures. That's shocking, brothers and sisters. And every single one of us should be concerned. And there's a reason why they're taking these antidepressants, which we will come on to later, inshallah ta'ala. The number of prescriptions for children and teenagers has also risen. From 2021 to 2022, there was a 5% rise in the number of adults, right, receiving them, from 7.9 million in the previous 12 months to 8.3 million. Imagine that, my brothers and my sisters. And later on, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, I will read out some stats that were carried out by a major research project into children's lives called the Cohort Millennium Project. You will come to realize why. These are some very, very concerning statistics, brothers and sisters. You're a young man and tomorrow you want to have children. And it's only getting worse and worse. What is it that's causing people now, right, to be on antidepressants? The article goes on to say, it is the sixth year in a row that there has been an increase in both patients and prescriptions. An estimated 83.4 million antidepressant drug items were prescribed between 2021 and 2022, which marks a 5% increase from the previous year. There was also a rise of just over 8% in youngsters taking the medication too, from 10,994 to 11,878 among 10 to 14 year olds, and from 166,922 to 180,455 in the 15 to 19 year olds, brothers and sisters. The other day, it was a Wednesday, or was it a Thursday? I was delivering my online class and I was sitting inside of my car. I don't do it at home because Taymiyyah, well, turned the whole place upside down. So I have to sit in my car when I do my online classes and my meetings. As I was sitting in the car, my brothers and my sisters, I seen so many ambulances and police cars in front of me. I couldn't see. I was inside of my car parked up, but I could see all these ambulances going past at a street that is maybe, what, 2-3 minutes from my house. And then all of a sudden I see people running. But I was inside of the middle of the class. Right? Later on I found out that a 15-year-old Muslim, young man, had... Right. So I inquired, what was the cause? There's a lot of rumors going around. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive the Muslims, saying all sorts of things, right? But one of the rumors that I heard, or that I saw reoccurring, was the fact that he felt lonely, right? He was maybe even being bullied in school, right? Sometimes we just don't know what people are going through, and we just don't do enough to inquire about the state that many youngsters are in, right? We're going to come on to it, inshallah. There are other stats that I really, really want to mention. But now that we realize, my brothers and my sisters, that depression levels, anxiety has gone through the roof, what are some of the things that could help us maybe overcome this sadness and this anxiety and this agony that a lot of us might be experiencing? The first point that I would like to share with every single one of you guys, my brothers and my sisters, is none other than a tawheed. Right? A tawheed, my brothers and my sisters, is learning the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over you. Right? To single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which is exclusive to Him, ifradullahi bima yakhtassu bihi. And to stay away from attributing to Allah that which, or should I say, to stay away from attributing to other than Allah that which is exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. How many of us, my brothers and my sisters, know the rights of Allahu Jalla fi ula upon us? Right? How many of us have actually sat down to learn what are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me as a Muslim? Right? Our sole reason of existence, my brothers and my sisters, is none other than to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. He did not create us to become university students. He did not create us to become professionals or to even work. Not that I'm saying you shouldn't do any of these things. La abadan, I didn't say that. But we need to understand and realize that my sole reason of existence is to worship my Lord and to perfect what He created me for. Right? Today you ask a young child about Pythagoras' theorem. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. He will tell you. He has memorized the periodic table. C2O, H2O, this 2O, minus 2O. I'm just making things up at the moment now because I haven't memorized it. Alliteration, condensation, evaporation, and all of the other shations. He has what? Mastered it. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh. There was a period in 2015, I gave 8 khutbas on the trot. And every khutbah was the exact same one. You know why? Because I stood outside of the masjid and I began to interview some of the young children who would come out. So I grabbed them. We started having a chat. Right? I asked every single one of them, what is the definition of Islam? Not a single one of them was able to give me the definition of Islam. But when you ask about evaporation, alliteration, condensation, straight away. Periodic table, algebra, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Right? My brothers and my sisters, am I being unfair in what I'm saying? Am I exaggerating? Right? We don't know the basics of our deen. What are we living for, my brothers and my sisters? Right? What are we breathing when walking on the face of this earth? That's a sad reality. And then parents, right, they're blasting my phone. Please speak to my child. He's having doubts about his deen. He's on the verge of becoming an atheist. But why though? What is the root cause for this? None other than ignorance. They don't know anything about their religion. And then we take them to these universities that are breeding grounds of kufr, shirk, feminism, liberalism, secularism, and of course the rainbow team that is extremely, extremely active.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to 2 free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Charging at vulnerable Muslims who don't have the tools to equip themselves in repelling these doubts that are going to come their way. People always message him saying, brother, I don't feel that connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. I don't feel that love. Why is it that I can't taste the sweetness of ibadah? My brothers and my sisters, not that I'm trying to compare Princess Charming to Allah Azza wa Jal, abadan. But let me ask you guys, right? Who from amongst you is engaged? Huh? Don't worry, no evil eye, huh? Who from amongst his engaged or found a sister that he wants to get married to? None of you guys? Ajib. Are you guys all right? Huh? Go on. Yourself? Who put his hand up? Table. If you don't mind me asking, why did you specifically pick her over every other lady that you know of? Why her? What is it that you saw in her that caused you now to grow this love for Princess Charming? She's a practicing Muslim. Good. Number one. What else? Say mashallah, guys. Allahumma barik. Don't give him your evil eye. Huh? Good family. What else? She's got wealth. You can take all of her money. Taib. What else? Tomorrow when you come to find out that she prays at night, you're going to be like, I've hit the jackpot. Sahih. Qiyamul layl qawwamatun bil layl. Sawamatun bin Nahar. And that is because you came to know about all of these different characteristics and qualities that this lady possesses, right? You have this inclination, this love towards her, sah? Now look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa as-sami'ul basir wa lillahi al-mathalul a'la. Again, I'll make this very clear. Not that I'm trying to compare Princess Charming to Allah Azza wa Jal, but how is it, my brothers and my sisters, that we expect to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we don't know anything about Him? Ibn al-Qayyim says, فَمَنْ عَرَفَ اللَّهَ بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ أَحَبَّهُ وَلَا مُحَالَهُ. Whoever learns about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His names and His attributes and His actions, right? It is a must that he is going to grow a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La shakka wa la rayb, my brothers and my sisters. We know absolutely nothing about the Almighty Creator. Right? And when I talk about learning about the names of Allah Azza wa Jal and His attributes, you come to His names, you learn about the sifa, the attribute that also comes with this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the capabilities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And we'll take some examples inshaAllah ta'ala, right? Also Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, فَالتَّوْحِيدُ يَفْتَحُ لِلْعَبْدِ بَابَ الْخَيْرِ وَالسُّرُورِ وَاللَّذَّةِ وَالْفَرَحِ وَالْإِبْتِهَاجِ. Having a tawheed, my brothers and my sisters, it opens the door of goodness and happiness for this individual, and he will be at peace. Right. Couple of examples, my brothers and my sisters, of individuals who really actualized a tawheed. They learned about the name and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Rajab rahmatullahi alayhi, in one of his books, he speaks about a male and female Bedouin. So this Bedouin, this nomadic male, found this lady in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a desert, and he began to flirt with her, began to seduce her. وَقَالَ لَهَا, he said to her, مِمَّا تَخَافِينَ, why are you scared? نَحْنُ فِي مَكَانٍ لَا يَرَانَ إِلَّا الْكَوَاكِبِ, we are in a place that nobody can see us except the stars. Only the stars can see us. She looked at him and she said, وَأَيْنَ مُكَوْكِبُهَا, where is the one who created these stars, the مُكَوْكِب? أَيْنَ خَالِقُ الْكَوَاكِبُ وَرَبَّ الْكَوَاكِبُ, the lord of these stars, where is he? أَلَا يَرَانَا, does he not see us, my brothers and my sisters? فَكَفَّ الرَّجُلُ, he withheld from doing any haram with her. She instilled within him the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-basir, al-raqib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over us. And he hit him hard, my brothers and my sisters, and he stayed away from that sin. Now when you're under your blanket, both old and young, male and female. You come across these videos and you think that nobody is watching. Look how we behave, my brothers and my sisters, when there is a CCTV in the building. And it's watching every single step that we take and every move that we make. How we would behave. Again, I'm not trying to compare Allah to a CCTV. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. But look how we behave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who watches over every single detail. What is our response, my brothers and my sisters? Have we really internalized some of these names of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the attributes that it comes with? Another example, my brothers and my sisters. One day, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was patrolling the streets of Al-Medina. Him and his servants, they became tired, so they began to lean on a wall. We mentioned earlier that Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi said, فَالتَّوْحِيدُ يَفْتَحُ لِلْعَبْدِ بَابَ الْخَيْرِ, right? That at-tawheed, it opens doors of goodness for that individual who puts time and effort in learning about the rights that Allah Azza wa Jalla has over him. Allah is most beloved to him. He learns about him and he continues. Look at the goodness, my brothers and my sisters, it brought this young lady. So Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu is leaning back on one of the homes of Al-Medina at the time. And of course, the buildings in that time was not built the way it is today. As you're walking past, you can hear the conversations that are taking place inside of these homes, right? So as he was leaning back, the mother, she instructs her daughter, قومي إلى ذلك اللبن. Go to that leban, go to that milk. فأمزجه بالماء. And mix it with water. يا أمه, she says, oh mother. وما علمت ما كان من عزمة أمير المؤمنين اليوم. Didn't you hear about the law that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed today? وَمَا كَانَ مِنْ عَزْمَتِهِ, she asks. What is it that he told the people today? إِنَّهُ أَمَرَ مُنَادِيًا فَنَادَى لَا يُشَابُ اللَّبَنُ بِالْمَاءِ. He instructed someone to call out. And the decision that they took was that milk should not be mixed with water. يَا بُنَيَّتِي, she says, O daughter. قومي إلى اللبن فأمزجيه بالماء فإنك في موضع لا يراك فيه عمر. Oh daughter, stand up. Go and mix that water with the leban, with milk. You are indeed in a place where Umar can't see you. And likewise, those that work with Umar, they won't be able to find out what you are doing. And look what she says. والله ما كنت لأطيعه في الملأ وأعصيه في الخلاء. In no way am I going to obey Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu in public, and then when I'm alone, am I going to disobey him? إن كان عمر لا يرانا فرب أمير المؤمنين يرانا. If Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu can't see us, then indeed the Lord of Umar ibn al-Khattab is watching over us. Right. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard all of this, my brothers and my sisters. He didn't knock on the door. He didn't pull that lady out of the house to hold it to her account. He went home that night. And in the morning, he woke up all of his children. to give them this proposal of marrying this lady that he still hasn't seen with his eyes. He heard her establishing a tawheed, internalizing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed her with, to learn about the rights that he has over her. She is someone, my brothers and my sisters, who actualized As-Sami' Al-Basir Al-Raqib. Right? And she is applying it now with her mother, who's instructing her to do haram. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to the creation if it means disobedience to the Creator. And she also told her this in such a nice way. Oh mother, not like what you see today, where one may learn bits and bobs here and there, and then he starts charging at his parents. It's not just the tawheed aspect that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to know about, but also the way she spoke to her mother. Right? And these are characteristics that you want in a woman, my brothers and my sisters. So next morning, my brothers and my sisters, he woke up his children and he said, who from amongst you wants to marry this lady? This young woman. He eventually married off his son Asim to this lady called Umm Amara bint Sufyan ibn Rabi'a al-Thaqafi. It doesn't stop there, my brothers and my sisters. We mentioned that Ibn al-Qayyim says that at-tawheed, it opens doors of goodness. Right? Later on, what happened, my brothers and my sisters, the daughter that they had, Layla, she got married and they gave birth to none other than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, my brothers and my sisters, does not need an introduction. Even though he was the 8th Umayyan Caliphate, right? The scholars of Al-Islam like Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, and other than him, they considered him like the 5th Caliphate after Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Like when the Caliphate are mentioned, because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, right? Alaykum bil-Khulafa al-Rashideen al-Mahdiyeen. Right? Upon you is to take as inspiration the 4 great rightly guided caliphates, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Even though caliphates came after them, because of how righteous and how just Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was in his reign, he said, add him unto them 4 great companions. Subhanallah. Right? It all started with her learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then all of this goodness came out of that, brothers and sisters. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, brothers and sisters, وَلَيْسَتْ حَاجَةُ الْأَرْوَاحِ قَطْ إِلَى شَيْءٍ أَعْظَمَ مِنْهَا إِلَى مَعْرِفَةِ بَارِيهَا وَفَاطِرِهَا. The heart he talks about. He says, is not in need of anything more greater than the nourishment of learning about his Lord. And this is what's going to grant you al-mahabba, he says, and peace, and so on and so forth. And he says, there's no way, right, of learning about Allah Azza wa Jal except by way of His names and His attributes. Because that's the only source of knowledge that we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is there anything else that we know about Allah Azza wa Jal other than what Allah told us from the names that He possesses, right? And when I talk about names and attributes, my brothers and my sisters, I'm not talking about these debates that people are having on Twitter, right? I'm talking about learning about who Allah Azza wa Jal is. These theological debates should not be happening in public. Right? We should be more concerned about attaching the people to who Allah Azza wa Jal is. These names and what does it consist? And how can I now apply this in my day-to-day life, my brothers and my sisters? How can it impact me? Right? Just like it impacted that Arabiya, that female Bedouin, and how she instilled within that person who tried to do haram with her. Right? Even when you look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when she locked him inside of that chamber, and she said to him, "Hey Talak," or "Hey Tulak, let's get it on." Right? And nobody was watching. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai, innahu la yuflihu adh-dhalimun." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb, the scholars of tafsir, they mention, right? Here the Rabb could either be referring to his master who's been so good to him from where he was and where he allowed him to live and be brought up in. And others mention Allah, all of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. Even though nobody was watching, he could have done that haram and he could have saved them a lot of trouble. Well, that's what we think, right? The trouble of this dunya, forgetting about all of the trouble that could come to us in the hereafter, my brothers and my sisters.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.